Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming, or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details, or contact us at pr@speakuptalkradio.com. Well, today I have a very exciting author. Her name is Annette Morey. Annette is an award-winning author published by Affinity Rainbow Publications, who lives in the beautiful Pacific Northwest with her wife and their 5 furry kids. With 12 published novels and 1 Goldie Award for her 4th novel, Locked Inside, she finally feels like a real author. Annette is as much a reader as a writer and is always looking for the next lesfic novel to cue up. She came up with 1 fan at a time tagline because it rolled off the tongue much better than 1 reader at a time. And after pondering who she was at her core, it was all about connecting to each reader on a personal level. She would be the first to admit she doesn't do well with the masses, and if someone picks up her book and it touches them, she believes she has achieved what she wants with her writing by reaching another reader. It is who she is at her core. So let's bring her on to find out more. Welcome to the network, Annette.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure, and I need to know who these 5 furry friends are.
The 5 furry friends are 5 cats, and that's just the ones that we allow inside. We also feed a lot of ferals outside. All of them are individuals that we've rescued that were feral kittens. So we have Onyx, Fawn, Grace, Nikki, and Nico.
And I love you for that, because I have 13 rescue cats right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And they were all feral. All are in the house except for 3 who are just so outdoorsy they don't want to be in, so I don't want to force them. But they're the best friends I've ever had.
Oh, yes. They're lovely. Cats are a lot more needy than people think.
Oh, yeah, when people say that cats tolerate you, that is just not true. These people are lovers. My guys and gals are the best ever. All right, Annette, so you've written 12 books. What made you initially decide to write?
Well, that's an interesting story. So I lived apart from my wife for a while, and I got very bored at night because I don't watch TV. I read quite a bit. So I started reading books, and I thought, I could do this. I could write. And so I did. I started to write. I wrote a book. I submitted it on a lark. And miracle of miracles, Affinity Rainbow Publications said, yeah, we see something in your writing. We'll give you a shot.
That must have felt good.
It did. It was very fun working. I had a lot to learn. I learned a lot about the craft from one of the owners of the publication, Erin O'Reilly, and she really walked me through and helped me through that first manuscript.
Mm-hmm. So what was the first book?
The first book was Love Forever, Live Forever, and what I learned was that lesbian romance has a traditional way that they do things, and the books, paranormal books, don't necessarily sell as well. And I thought it was the exact opposite. I thought, wow, vampires, shapeshifters, people would surely gobble that up, but that's not really the case. Contemporary romance is queen.
So, yeah, it was a learning experience for you, but obviously you learned quickly because you wrote 12 books in a short amount of time.
I did. My next book, I kind of called my writing, it's a little bit different. I call it an acquired taste because I do what I call romance. I mash up romance with something else, whether it be mystery, intrigue, paranormal, science fiction, dystopian, and then I get into somewhat controversial topics. So I've been noted as kind of a quirky writer that does different stuff. So yeah, the next book I wrote was probably my bestseller. It's called Asset Management, and that's a romantic intrigue, kind of Robin Hood meets The Three Musketeers, and this kind of Mission Impossible and butt-kicking women. And that was very popular.
So your characters in these books, are they derived from people you know, or are they kind of a conglomerate of people you know?
I think they're a conglomerate. I mean, I think every writer puts a little bit of themselves into one or more of their characters. And there are definitely some books that the characters are a bit like me and others that are absolutely opposite of me, but are taken from individuals that I've met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Never tick off a writer or you start to become in their book.
It's like a Taylor Swift song, right?
Yes.
That's funny. Let's talk about the book, Unconventional Lovers. That's a more recent one, and I'm very interested for you to share that story with our listeners.
I would love to talk about that book because it is very near and dear to my heart. I'm pretty sure there's no other author out there that has tackled this particular subject. I wanted to write a book that was a little bit different, and I wanted to write a book that really talked about how love is love, and sometimes people don't think about individuals with Down syndrome and their capacity to love and have normal relationships, and I put in quotation marks normal, because we have really these judgmental views about what those relationships might look like. So I know that there are probably books with Down syndrome characters. There might even be heterosexual romance books where they're sort of side characters, but I don't think there's ever been a book written about two lesbians with Down syndrome who fall in love and kind of the issues they have to go through with their family and judgments that society have about that.
Wow, lots of layers to that one.
There was a lot of layers to that
mm-hmm.
one, and it's from the readership that's read it, it was very controversial, so I think it hasn't done as well as some of my more popular books, but it absolutely has been named probably the best book I've ever written, and I would agree with that. It's, in my opinion, even better than Locked Inside, which I won the award for. So it's interesting to see how this has landed on people.
Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to write about Down syndrome? Was there something personal involved with that?
My cousin, who recently died, he had Down syndrome. But I like to write about unconventional topics, and I like to write about things that they want to educate society about, I guess, for lack of terminology. And one of those was that whole notion that individuals with Down syndrome are treated like children rather than adults, and having some misnomers about their capacity not only to love, but also their capacity to work and be productive members of society. And so sometimes I just like to do a little bit of education.
Mm-hmm.
I also did that with Locked Inside because that was a syndrome that was not a lot known about it, and individuals, persons with disabilities is kind of a topic that I have great passion for.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to you, because at this point, it's not so much about amassing a huge amount of readers. What it really is about is putting out a quality piece of work that touches on topics that nobody else touches, and obviously then educates people about it, at least causes them to think. I mean, you're not telling people what to think, you're just asking them to think.
That's absolutely true. I'm not telling people how to think. I'm just asking them to rethink their views. And in fact, the book did that. There were many readers who actually personally wrote me telling me how much that book had educated them and impacted them, and really enjoyed the heartwarming story between Sarah and Bree. There was another love story in that too, with the aunt, but it was a very many layered story, and again, the best book I've ever written.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, congratulations. I'm proud for that.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Let's talk about the book Locked Inside. Give us a little sneak into that, because that is the one that won the Goldie Award, and explain the Goldie Award to us as well.
So the Goldie Award is an award that's part of the Golden Crown Literary Society, which is the main organization that promotes lesbian fiction. And so I was kind of, I was shocked to win the award. I was actually shocked to be a finalist, but when I won, I was so shocked I didn't realize at first, and, you know, I got kind of nudged by my wife, and then I got up and went and accepted the award. Locked Inside is about a woman who has Locked Inside Syndrome. What Locked Inside Syndrome is you have 100% mental capacity, but you can't speak, move, anything. And it's about her journey to recovery and how do you develop a loving relationship when you have all of these things to overcome, including moving, talking, everything is such a challenge. And it's told in first person, so you really get to feel her perspective. And I decided to tell this story because I heard about a man who had Locked Inside Syndrome and went to college and married, and I thought it would be a great love story to tell, and so I did, and got a lot of acclaim.
Wow. As you're saying that, I'm realizing that I never really heard of that syndrome. It's called Locked Inside Syndrome?
Locked Inside Syndrome. I did a great deal of research on that. Very, very interesting syndrome. Not everybody fully recovers or even recovers as much as the character in my story that I ended up making recover, but some people do. Some people sort of through therapy, rewire their brains to be able to speak and move their limbs and even walk again. It was a very fascinating syndrome to do some research on. I love to do research. Research is a fun part of writing.
It is. I agree. I love research. In fact, you can get so involved in research that you can spend your days researching and land someplace else and never get to the point. So it's a challenge to research.
Oh, absolutely.
So I love that you are so intense in that you're getting into places and into topics. As you say, it's romatched. That's the word you used, right?
Yes, it is.
I like it.
My made up word.
Well, hey, it's a good word where you match romance with something else that needs to be looked at. It's very, very intriguing. So what's next for you? What are you working on now?
The Dreamcatcher is out on pre-sale right now, and it's a very different book. It's about a bipolar woman who has been experimented on by the government, and they inject drugs into individuals with bipolar syndrome or individuals with mental health issues because it helps them to bring their nightmares to life. And those nightmares the government wants them to use in warfare, because how do you fight against a big Godzilla or, you know, whatever that might be as a nightmare that's produced by these dreamweavers? So it's a little bit of a love story, and it's a little bit of an urban fantasy. I'm just known for really quirky, different, you never know what you're going to get from me kind of books, and that's definitely The Dreamcatcher. The next book that's going to be coming out is called The Book Addict, and it's about book magicians who send people into books to experience the book world.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, different. I know different kinds of things that I just like to take my creativity to a very, very unusual level.
Oh, very fascinating. What was it, Dreamcatcher?
The Dreamcatcher, yes.
You know what? I don't think that's a very far-fetched situation. I think the government's been experimenting on patients for a while for different purposes, so who knows how close you might have come to reality with that.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my gosh, that's a conversation for another time. Well, you're so rich and varied, and you've got 12 different books that folks can choose from, and so I'm going to encourage everybody to really spend some time and get to know you. I know we're doing a short interview today, but there's obviously so much more to know about you and talk about. So where can folks then learn more, and where can they purchase your books?
You can go to the Affinity Rainbow Publications website. I'm on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much everywhere. And I do a weekly blog without fail, AnnetteMorey0859 WordPress. I also have a Facebook page, actually two Facebook pages. I go on Facebook Live all the time and post those videos to my Facebook page. I have a YouTube. I'm just everywhere. Type in Aunt Maury and pretty much you will find me.
And Maury is spelled M-O-R-I for our listeners who want to Google you.
Yes.
Annette with two N's, two T's, Annette Maury. As we begin to wrap up, is there anything you want to leave us with today?
Wow, that's a really good question, and I should have thought about that. The only thing that I would say is I hope people will give me a try, because once they have, you know, like my tagline, one reader at a time, usually once they give me a try, they go, wow, okay, you do some really interesting stuff. This isn't the first book I've read, but it certainly won't be the last. So, but it's getting people to give me a try, because I don't do the traditional romance trope that's out there. I take it in different directions.
And clearly from our conversation today, I think we've given that hint that you do go in very interesting directions that people need to pay attention to. So all of that information, all of your contact information will be on our website, on your page on our website, so folks can go visit you around there. This has been such a pleasure. I knew that this was going to be very fascinating, and you did not disappoint. Annette Maury, thank you so much for sharing you today.
Thank you, Pat. I really appreciate being on your radio station. Thank you.